In a shocking turn of events that absolutely nobody saw coming, except for literally everyone, Anthropic just dropped what might be their most game-changing tool since Claude Code, Claude Design, a new Opus 4.7-powered platform that turns your half-baked Figma designs into actual prototypes, pitch decks, and production-ready UIs, without the need to ever open a single design tool. The Figma stock dropped 7% within hours of the announcement. Longtime Adobe executives are just giving up and jumping out of high-rise windows. Every AI design startup just lost funding, and LinkedIn could barely keep its servers running because every junior UI designer was forced to do what every programmer had to do in 2023. Update their job title to prompt engineer. In today's video, we'll look at all the crazy things Claude Design can do and find out if this is the final nail in the coffin for human-led UI UX design. It is April 21st, 2026, and you're watching the Code Report. Claude Design is built on Anthropic's brand new flagship model, Opus 4.7, which was just released last week and is allegedly more tasteful and creative than its predecessor, which is just corporate speak for "we finally taught it that not everything needs a purple gradient." The new model can now see images at 3.75 megapixels, which is huge for design work because it can now understand images up to 2,576 pixels on the long edge. Then for programming, it hit 87.6% on the software engineering benchmark, which crushes Opus 4.6, but still falls behind the mysterious Mythos model. Despite these impressive Trust Me Bro benchmark results, a pretty loud group of people on the internet are not happy and say Opus 4.7 is actually a regression. There's even a conspiracy theory that they intentionally nerfed 4.6 over the last few months to make 4.7 feel smarter on the release date. Now, even though I believe in every conspiracy I've ever heard, I'm not so sure about this one because these demos are straight up off the chain. Similar to Google Stitch, which I made a video about a few weeks ago, Claude Design can easily put together a basic UI for you. But when it comes to interactivity, Claude pulls way ahead. You notice all these demos are fully interactive, they've got working animations out of the box, and we can tweak all these sliders to get different results. In addition, it can give you a bunch of variations about how an animation should actually look. Like you might try out a bunch of different animations for a chat app, or you could have it slop out 100 different loading spinners to choose the one that fits best for your next failed side project. It can also produce these crazy futuristic animations by doing something that terrifies every web developer, and that of course is working with shaders. And this thing might even make video editors obsolete because it can even produce full-length video animations over a minute long. Impressive, but the problem is that these are all cherry-picked pre-built demos. Let's find out if Claude Design is actually good by building something ourselves. Before you start building something though, you might already have your own design system in place. And like Google Stitch, you can upload a design system, which will force it to maintain consistency between designs. The cool thing about Claude is that you can upload that design system by linking a GitHub repo, or you can even upload a Figma file directly. And that's actually awesome if you're a designer, because in theory, it means you only have to design a couple screens, then give Claude your Figma file, and it designs the other 100 screens for you. Now, I actually have my design system already set up as a PDF file, which I'll go ahead and upload. Then I'll prompt Claude to build us an iOS onboarding flow for Horse Tinder. And now we just wait. And wait, and wait, and wait. Opus 4.7 is a lot slower than Google Stitch, Codex, or Cursor Composer, but at least it's still 1,000 times faster than a human. But eventually, it brings us to this canvas with 5 beautifully designed screens. Now, beautiful might be a bit of an exaggeration here, but it is a good starting point. One issue, though, is that it didn't use my design system, even though it's recognized here in the chat output. It looks a lot more Claude-y than Fireship-y. We can just ignore that, though, because another issue is that the Horse Tinder logo is all washed out. Well, another nice feature in Claude Design is that we can actually draw and comment on this canvas. Like, I can just draw an arrow directly to this crappy logo, and then either comment it or just add a new prompt to fix it. Then 5 to 10 minutes later, it's magically fixed. Well, actually, wait a minute, it appears it didn't fix it, it just changed the background color a little bit. That's too bad, and I guess we'll have to wait for Opus 4.8 to come out before we can finally finish Horse Tinder. But the one thing we can continue working on is the backend, using awesome tools like Google Cloud Run, the sponsor of today's video. It's a fully managed serverless platform that lets you run code on Google's world-class infrastructure with zero overhead. You can use any language or framework to run front-end and back-end services, batch jobs, or even host fine-tuned LLMs with GPUs, then deploy straight from your terminal or Claude code with a single command, or set up continuous deployment from GitHub. You can also use Google AI Studio as a full-stack development environment where you can vibe code a complete React or Node.js app, then deploy to Cloud Run with a single click. The best part is that it scales to zero, so idle projects don't cost you anything, and it auto-scales to handle traffic spikes without any manual intervention. It also gives you 2 million free requests per month, so go try it out for free today at cloud.run. This has been the Code Report. Thanks for watching, and I will see you in the next one.